Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Pardon, who are you with?
Customer support, returning your call.
Customer support from where? Limitless Marketplace?
Did you leave your number in for a callback?
Okay, what I was calling you about is I got a call from the bank where my debit card had been flagged for it wouldn't pay for something. And if you can help me out, try to straighten this out. I said I didn't order it, but I can't come up with it anywhere, and it don't figure into my checking account. Is there any way you can help me tell me what I ordered?
Oh,
How
yes,
much
sir.
it cost?
Yes, sir. I'd be happy to take a look and see why were you charged. I just need your zip code and first and last name.
Zip code 41102. Name is Melvin R. Morgan.
One moment while the account pulls up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, an account is pulling up. May you verify the full shipping address?
Shipping address, 425 Berry Avenue, 41102.
Okay, so the system is running slow, but the account is loading up for me. So I can see why were you charged.
Yeah, it didn't figure. I can't figure it into nothing that I've bought.
Okay, well, yeah, the system is just running slow today, but
yeah.
The account, yeah, it's pulling up, so.
Okay. Yeah, they charged me $67.32 and then another $7.95 shipping. But when I called the number on the shipping, it come up that number wasn't even registered to nothing. So I've got to get it figured out.
Well, yeah, I'll make sure. I just want to see. I'll be able to pull up and look at the account and see in what region. But if you're just taking a little minute.
Okay. Don't take off, Mom. You're going to tell me what I ordered.
Okay, so it's still just loading.
Okay. About as slow as I am, that thing is.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know, if I owe it, I want to make sure it gets paid, but if somebody's been fooling my card, I got to change that out now.
All right. Before we get to that point, then I'll be happy to at least see why were you charged first, and then maybe it'll be a reminder. But the system is not just you; the system is running slow all day. So,
busy time of year right now. Everything be running slow.
Yeah, Christmas is almost here.
You got all your Christmas shopping done?
Oh, just about. I got to finish up on tomorrow.
Well, you better hurry.
Yeah, because Christmas is here.
Time's wasting.
Right. Yeah, still.
Yeah, one thing that gets me, like if I order two or three things, like from the same place, then I just add them all together. And then when I get my statement in, that what I added together might be broke down. And it throws me a curve. I've got to go back and refigure.
Well, that's understandable. You're not the first person that does.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
yeah.
Sure. I'm sure. Which I'm damn computer illiterate anyway.
Yeah, still. Yeah, it's still just loading up, so.
That's all right.
Right.
Where are you located at? What state you in?
I'm in Tennessee.
Tennessee? Oh, hell, you're just down south a little bit.
Yeah.
Things as crazy in Tennessee as they are in Kentucky?
Not necessarily. It is quieter. Well, the part that I'm in, it is quiet. And then for the most part, everybody is to themselves, and it's just, you know, just cabins and just a quiet feel.
Yeah. We're in a pretty good little place right here where we live. There's a lot of stuff going on around us, so within about 50 miles.
Right. But here is just, like I say, we do get a lot of tourists, you know, people coming in to, you know, visit. But other than that, this really is a quiet place.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, good.
Okay, so now the account has finally pulled up. Now, the only charge that I showed that went through, I showed it was on December the 12th. You paid $7.95 for a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer.
KitchenAid mixer.
Yes, sir.
Now that was for shipping. No, they something wrong. We tried to order that mixer, but something come up. It's supposed to be like $2 and something. $2.98, and it said that from Walmart. And what did it say, Mom? Said she had won it, but then when it was all said and done, it's, well, we'll put your name in the hat then. So we just forgot it. We just went out of it. We didn't try to order it or nothing.
Okay. Well, that's the only thing that I do show is just that entry for the KitchenAid mixer, and the winners are announced at the end of the month. Now, I show where it did attempt $67.32. Because the entry comes with like a monthly membership, but I'm showing here where it did get declined. It got attempted on the 17th and also the 18th, but it did get declined.
Okay, that was to join the Prime membership, wasn't it? And
yes,
sir. I
didn't want
that shit either. No, I didn't want that either.
So I can get the account canceled.
We didn't order this stuff, you know. We didn't order it. I don't know how come it come up to try to take it out of my account.
Well, that's the only thing that I'm not sure here where you were entered into it for the $7.95, but I'm getting the account canceled out today.
No, we didn't get the mixer, so why would we pay shipping for it? You know, I don't owe neither one of these. I don't owe neither one of these bills.
Okay, so only charge
the same thing.
But the only charge is just one that I'm, like, so I'm only showing one went through, just a $7.95 on the 12th.
I don't understand that. Do you? I mean, why would they charge me $7.95 to deliver something I didn't order?
So it's, if you, well, from what I do know about the sweepstakes entry, like, you do pay the shipping and handling up front. So therefore, if the item, if you do win, the item is just automatically shipped out.
Oh, yeah, that's a damn con game, what that shit is, and I fell into it. See, it come up and said, you've won this mixer for $2 or something at Walmart. Mm-hmm. And that's what got everything started right there. But we didn't order it. It never come up no $67. It never come up no ship. Never come up nothing. So I didn't get the mixer, and I'm sure not paying for it. Now, what did I do about getting the shipping took off of that?
Okay, so I can do a courtesy refund of the $7.95.
Uh-huh.
One moment. But it does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account.
Okay.
And also, I have successfully gotten the account canceled, and I also have the confirmation number.
Okay. Good.
Is C as in Charlie?
Uh-huh.
263.
263.
238.
238.
073.
073.
Right.
Okay. So I never was charged the $67 for the mixer.
Right. Your bank declined that.
Right. Well, see, I don't understand why would my bank decline it when it was. I don't understand. I've never had anything declined before. Why would the bank decline that? Would you have any idea?
Well, you're saying that you got an alert of the charge. They probably thought it was, like, suspicious activity. So,
right.
You know, they just took a precaution and declined it.
Yeah. I don't see what was suspicious about it. I mean, really.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing I know.
Yeah. I asked what you get, you filthy damn computers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't take nothing back. You can't send nothing back. Everything that's wrong costs you everything. But if you could do that on that $7.95, I'd sure appreciate it. And I'll let my bank know that everything's okay.
Okay, so I did fully refund the $7.95. It does just take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account. But that confirmation number lets you know that the account is canceled and it was refunded.
Okay, good.
Okay, was there anything else I can do for you?
No, buddy, that's all. I sure appreciate your help, man. You've been a big help to me.
You're welcome. And look, thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Welcome. Bye-bye.